Hi, welcome to LearningTantra.com. I'm Tanya Diamond, the Tantra teacher. I've got some things to tell you. America is in trouble. Trouble worse than the gang wars and worse than the idiots in government and way worse than an economic decline because we're bankrupt in our bedrooms. Sexless marriage has become an institution with over 40 million Americans participating by living as mere roommates. The divorce rate, 61%. 58% of women say they're not even interested in sex, and internet porn is getting way more action than anybody else. Sex is all over the place. Sex is lauded in the media, Hollywood, advertising, our fantasies, but it remains unspoken to our children needing our guidance and education. It remains unspoken to our intimate partners in our bedrooms, and it's barely spoken about, even to our closest friends. Starting with our childhood fairy tales, the lies and myths around sex and love are prolific and detrimental to our adult experiences. We're left in the dark far too long. And when we are finally talked to about love and sex, we're taught they're separate ideas. And that leads to intimacy-starved, sexually unfulfilled partnerships. Our belief is that the right one will come along and answer all our prayers, desires, fantasies, and longings to be connected to another. As I read Cinderella to my daughter one night, I had to shudder at the message that runs through most of Disney tales. A woman must wait for her man to come riding in and make her life complete with a kiss, a dance, and a marriage vow. Her life is about waiting for the magic to begin, waiting for the arousal, waiting for the sexual pleasure he'll give her. She'll be rescued from her celibate life, given intense pleasure, and live happily ever after. No talking or negotiation needed. Who can live under that pressure? And you guys, I mean, wow, men are supposed to know it all, to melt their partners with a kiss and romance, but let's not forget the castle and all the trappings, and not to mention the constant erection and desire for sex all the time. Women, in turn, are supposed to be wet, quivering, and orgasmic for their Mr. Right from the very first kiss. It's all a lie. Great lovers aren't born. They're created by education. So if our parents aren't talking about, aren't doing it, the schools aren't teaching beyond the sex ed basics, that leaves the internet, trial and error, and just plain hoping. We're leaving our most fundamental need for connection and pleasure entirely to chance and misinformation. Well, that and the false hope that love conquers all. Love will conquer all. If that were the case, most of us would be successful in our relationships. Most of us know how to feel love in our bodies. Shouldn't be a problem then, should it? We believe this so much we base our relationships on it. We believe we fall in love with someone. We believe that someone else created that feeling in us. Somehow we've forgotten that love's an emotion, and it's our own chemicals giving us the feeling. We're trying to make somebody else responsible for our stuff. Love isn't the reason to have a relationship. Love will not guarantee a fulfilling sex life or great partnerships. Relationships take communication, negotiation, respect for each other. They take personal responsibility. Our paradigm is that we fall in love, move in, get hitched, and then strive to keep everything from changing, and that's ludicrous. We're evolved beings. Why would we expect a relationship to stay the same for 40 years? Why would we want it to? When a client tells me they don't feel passion for their partner anymore, I tell them passion starts with them. If they say they're bored with their sex life, I tell them they must be a boring person. It takes personal accountability to have a fabulous life or relationship, and the same is true for attaining sexual satisfaction. If you're waiting for someone to come along and make everything, including your sex life, great for you, you're going to be disappointed. Waiting to be in the mood for sexual connection is the wrong approach as well. You don't have to be in the mood to have great sex. That's another myth and fallacy. Thousands of books out there telling you about techniques guaranteed to give your partner multiple orgasms every time. Obviously, a lie. Sexual loving is not a luxury. It's our birthright. To be intimate with another in the ultimate heartfelt expression as a human being. The joy of exploration of our bodies and ecstatic expression joined with love and tenderness has the potential to heal our hearts and our souls. You're being lied to over and over again, and it's time it stopped. I'm Tanya, the Tantra teacher, and I'm going to rock your world. I'm going to tell you the truth about sexual satisfaction, so don't wait another minute. Get on my list, put your name and email address right there. Come take some of my classes, hit the workshop button, and change your life starting right now.